This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Snow levels across Colorado's high country are still fairly low, but most of Colorado's ski areas are open. CPR's Dina Sieg says many of the remaining resorts will join them within the next week or so.
Telluride is scheduled to open on Saturday. Ski Cooper, outside of Leadville, has announced it will open December 6th. Both Sunlight Mountain Resort in Glenwood Springs and Granby Ranch are next and set to open December 8th. And some other resorts have yet to announce their opening dates, including Echo Mountain in Idaho Springs, Monarch Mountain in Salida, and Ski Hesperus. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Bureau of Land Management has banned a controversial type of poison trap used to kill predators on public land. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The M44 is a spring-loaded device that's staked into the ground and loaded with a cyanide capsule. The trap is then baited to attract predators, and when they bite, they get a cloud of poison. Wildlife agents use the traps to kill animals like coyotes that prey on livestock, but the traps have also poisoned people, pets, and other animals, and are already banned in wilderness areas and national parks. Pending legislation could outlaw the traps on all public land. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
The state legislature will consider whether to create a uniform set of standards for jails across the state. The requirements would be developed by a panel of sheriffs and county commissioners, as well as a public defender. One member of the panel would also represent incarcerated people. Denver and Colorado Springs, cloudy today and highs near 40. This is CPR News and KRCC.